10 p.m., we had 100 or 150 people here. We talked about what instructions the police might give us. They told us that we needed to clear the park. So we removed everything for the park, and we moved onto the sidewalk and tried not to block the sidewalk. And gradually, people who were not occupying overnight left. Around, I think it was, might have been 11:30, we were told that we could remain on the sidewalk, but we weren't allowed to have tents. So we broke down our tents. And then I think about an hour after that, we were told that we were allowed to sleep, but we have to sit up. So those of us who were attempting to sleep had to try to sit up and sleep. And now it's 2:30 in the morning, and we're being told that it's okay to sleep, but you can't shelter from the elements while sleeping. You can be covered up in a blanket, but you can't be asleep. Or you can sleep, but not be covered up in a blanket.
Who is giving you
the current situation?
I was going to say, who's giving you the directives?
These instructions are being relayed to our police liaisons, who are telling the rest of the group.
Well, who's the police? Who's the police liaison, and where do you think his orders are coming from?
They're talking to the police.
Oh, I see. All right.
Yeah. The police liaisons are volunteers within our group.
Oh, I got it. All right, I understand now. Okay.
Yeah.
What are your plans now? Like you said, it's 2:30 in the morning. What are your plans now?
I think most of us are planning to stay awake until 5. We plan to occupy the space in order to express our concerns about the direction of the country. And if we have to be awake to do that, we can do that.
What time can you be back in the park?
The park reopens at 5.
Okay.
I do know that some of our group who were not able to stay overnight will be arriving in the morning. So if some people need to take turns and go elsewhere to sleep, then that is a possibility. We're all pretty calm and cheerful here. I think you can hear in the background some people are playing drums and some people have been, keeping each other awake by playing cards. We have, quite a positive spirit going out here.
How many people have you got at 2:30 in the morning?
Give me a second. Let me ask. Mic check. How many people do we have right now? We have 55 or 60 people.
What do you plan to do for the next few days? Do you plan to keep this up?
Yes, we do. If we're having difficulty sleeping and we have to keep it up in shifts, we'll do that. But we are in this for the long haul.
How long?
As long as it takes. The Occupy Wall Street movement has been going for 4 weeks, and we're pretty inspired by them.